is hard as hell. United, Tottenham, Arsenal. Watch my lips and I will spell, cause they don't just play, but they can rap as well.
Yes, yes, my people. And my eyes are not deceiving me. That is a Leo in the right-hand side of my screen, isn't it? Oh, go on, Leo. What are you saying, my brother?
Yes, I spelt my name with a lowercase L, which was not intentional.
Listen.
But yeah,
it's good to see you, my brother. Listen, innit, man? It's your boy Slim, as always, and it's the Anfield South podcast. We're back at it. And the other goons you see on the screen, you recognise who are here week in and week out. Professor Paul, how you doing?
Not very good tonight.
Beijing Bruce?
Pissed off. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Pissed off. No.
Man like JJ, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, well, we just finished watching Leeds-Liverpool. Final score, 1-1. I'm going to actually let Professor Paul, man, run with it, man. Why are you so upset today? he's laughing now, he's happy.
Well, part one, part two. Part one, obviously, we dropped 1 point today. Actually, it wasn't a bad performance, especially the first half. We looked pretty organised, we looked enthusiastic, a little bit of talent on display. Mane played pretty well. A bit frustrating with, you know, those little, when you got a chance to shoot, they like a split seconds hesitation, and Leeds defender will come in and have a little block. Milner played well. Second half, it looked like we did tire. I won't blame tactics today or anything. It just looked tired, and Leeds came back into it strong. I haven't thrown subs either. It was like tired, and the corner, I mean, well, I should say the attempt at defending the corner wasn't a very strong leap from Quebec, and I think it was Firmino next to him. Miss Van Dijk tonight from that corner, didn't we? Gomez, Matip, and we ended up 1-1.
Do you know what, yeah? I know we've been playing this a long time, Beijing Bruce, yeah? But I'm still not a fan of zone marking from set pieces and corners. It just doesn't sit right with me. There's no responsibility. Llorente ghosts in unchallenged with the run on Quebec and was it Firmino? And he's 8 out of 10 times he's going to win the header. I mean, something's got to change with the zonal, don't you think?
Do you know what zonal marking reminds me of? It's when you, as a coach, you go and you set up like some of them, you know, the little bloody marker things, like, you know, the big, like the life scale kind of things you stick in the ground. That's what it's like. You're just sticking guys in there and the guy's just coming, running in, got a running jump, bang, goal. It's irritating. It irritates the hell out of me. Like, Kabat's on the side. I can't actually even blame Kabat because he's on the other side of him. I can't remember who was in front of him, innit? But it's just literally, ball's played into
Firmino.
Firmino, yeah? The ball's played in. It's a good position where it's played in. My annoyance, really, is the amount of corners that they got in a spell. That was what it is. You really would be looking around and thinking, come on, lads, like, just get your foot on the ball, hold the ball for a bit, just pass it round, like, it's just irritating, man. But yeah, zonal marking is dead, man. It's always been dead. But they'll tell you you can see less goals by having that crap.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of zonal at all. There's no responsibility attached to that defending. Do you know what I mean? And you can't get your best leap from a standing position. No. So I'm confused why we persist with it.
Yeah.
JJ, why is it? It seems when we in the ascendancy in games, we tend to give it away to the other team. Like what? Like first half, it was all us, and I mean we could have had 2-3 goals in the first half, and then second half, it's like a different team comes out. Can you put your finger on what happens in that second half?
I don't know what happens, but it's the same all just happened for the whole of the season. It's we play good, we don't take our chances. How many chances have we had? And we just can't shoot properly. Salah had a chance. It's just loads of chances. We should be finishing off the game in the first half. And then if they come in the second half, they can't play any worse because Leeds played poor in that first half. The defending was shocking. They come out second half and they play football. And we just looked like we just wanted to sit back and just counter-attack them. And we did that, and we did counter-attack them, but what happens? The same happens for the rest of the other games. We get the chance, and we just flop. Salah scuffed the shot. It's just the same old, to be honest.
Go on, Bruce.
Do you know what? Just picking up what JJ's saying, yeah? The chance in that game that pissed me off, yeah? Pissed me off. We break away. We're going out like a three on one situation, yeah? The pass, the slide through pass from flipping Robbo. How are you getting that wrong? No, I'm not having that now. Now that's a problem for me, because that is a bread and butter. Bread and butter. He'd probably do that in their little three aside, five aside game thing. He's doing that all day long. So why is that happening there? So now I'm asking, something's not right there. That's basic.
Yeah, from a professional footballer, yeah. That's
basic, bro.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Basic, bro.
Like, yeah, kids can play that pass, yeah. It's terrible because it was a great run and he did the right thing. He sort of went infield and gave Jota the space. You just think he's just going to lay it out to Jota and Jota's just going to hit it and it's going to nestle. Yeah, the pass was shocking.
Dead.
Thing is, you give Robert a slight blind because, I mean, he gave the lead right-hand side a torrid time tonight. That it was the first half. A bit in the second half as well. They couldn't live with him. He was the key man for me. He was the guy that was the guy to get into space and to whip a ball across the box. But, anyhow, never mind. Leo, I've asked this question before. I'm asking it again. Yeah? I'm confused as to the reluctance of Jurgen Klopp to play all four of the front four, so Jota, Firmino, Mane and Salah. Why is he not playing there, all four of them?
Well, to be honest with you, not many managers do play four forwards in in games. It's risky. It leaves you open to all manner of stuff. And in the Premier League, you know, it doesn't matter who you're playing against, you can't really, you know, take those sort of liberties. You know, I'm going to play four of my strikers because I want to score some goals. When you don't have a proper centre-back pairing and, you know, your full-backs are flying every game, you just can't do that because that's just, you know, you're asking for trouble. So that's probably the reason why he doesn't play all four.
But don't you think all four can work in a 4-2-3-1? I mean, if you have Fabinho, yeah, and Wijnaldum and, say, Thiago holding, yeah, and then you've got the front three and then Jota up top or Salah up top. It works.
Look, we had a front four, we had a fab four, which was Coutinho, right? And then the other three. And I think it comes down to the characteristics of the players. I don't think that the four that we have can necessarily play together. I think that you can have four attacking players, but the characteristics need to be right. With Coutinho, I felt it was because he was more of a
midfielder, bang
from outside the box, that type of stuff. With Salah, yeah, but Firmino's not going to shoot. He's not going to shoot, and he's hardly ever going to play the ball through the eye of a needle. He's hardly going to do that either. What he is going to do is press. So, you know, if you're looking for somebody to press all day long, that's fantastic playing. But if you want somebody to actually shoot, create chances, then he's really not your man. Not really. Don't get me wrong. Season's gone by, yes. This season, maybe last season, not so much. And the stats back that up. So really and truly, if you want to play four players that are going to attack, the combination needs to be right. The characteristics needs to be right. I don't think that's the case at this moment in time. There's a few things I want to pick up on, Zoe Slim, before you move on. The first thing is Thiago, right? I love Thiago. I think Thiago is a wicked, wicked football player, right? But there was things that I saw today that made me think, maybe the English league is not what you thought it was. And maybe it's tougher than you thought it was. And maybe it's catching up with you a little bit. If you recall, there was a ball that went out diagonally and he tried to head it and he completely missed it. The geezer got the ball and then he lobbed it in, right? And then that was a chance. Now, I was thinking to myself, what are you doing? Right? I know he's playing out of position, right? Because he's not somebody that plays on the left or the right of a three. He plays in the middle. Right? He doesn't have the energy to do what Ginny does, to do what Milner does, to do what Fabinho does. Like, he doesn't have that in his locker.
I don't know if supporting you or not supporting
you. He's been playing out of position. That's what you said
about Klopp being a smart manager. It hasn't been enough, he hasn't adapted enough this season. But there's been times where we've been shocking. We haven't made any chances. Okay, put a 4-4-2-3-1 in there. Play Thiago in a position Leo says he's best in. And then he might be able to feed that ball through to a Firmino who can pass it on to a Jota. I don't think we've tried enough. I don't think we've tried enough different things this season.
I agree with you, Paul. I think the 4-2-3-1 can work, and then that puts Thiago in his favoured position. And I think Firmino can work in that sort of if you play Firmino in the three in the middle, which is say the number 10, I think it can work. I disagree with Leo. I think Firmino has got an eye for a pass. He loves that little slide pass. He loves a little no-look pass. He would stitch it together and then he would grow in that position. And I just feel like whilst he necessarily might not play that every single game, I just feel like in games where we need to win because obviously we want to climb the table and we're in the ascendancy. Just play the four. Just play the four. I don't think...
Even off the bench, even in the second half.
I mean, you had Salah on the bench. You could have just changed it up and brought the four on it. Do you know what I mean? But I don't know. The Thiago thing, I'm going to say, Leo, I understand Thiago's reputation. I know what reputation he came with, but I don't think he's the baller that he was when he was at Bayern. I don't think he fits into our team. I have not seen anything from him to say, next season, when everyone's there, Virgil's back and we're flying, he's going to be the man. I think he, what is he, 30? I think he's probably past his best on his way out. And I think
I just think the Premier League is a pace that he's never encountered ever. And I feel like it is showing, you know what I mean? And I think he needs a good pre-season and he needs to show up. And you know what he needs to do? What he needs to do is get smart, right? He doesn't have the time he thinks he has, right? These little feints and whatever it is that he's doing and stuff like that. Not in the Premier League, not really. You know what I mean? You need to learn to be strong, hold the ball, use it properly. All these little feints and all that kind of stuff. I know he tries to do these clever passes. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. A bit like Naby Keita. But he needs to get smarter. But we'll give him till next season to fix up.
So you know what, JJ, I'm surprised you sat there JJ, so quiet.
JJ knows what I'm talking
about. Nah, I am, but I feel like you two, you're jumping on him, but you've got to give the man time. How many players come into the Prem and do it in the first season? Look at our team as well. Our team's shit. We've got no defence. Mane hasn't been playing properly. The only player who's been playing properly is Salah. That's about it. Alisson's had an off spell. Trent's had an off spell. Apart from Robertson and Salah, who else has really played well? And Fabinho. You expect a man to come into the team during a time like this, in the world as well, on COVID, and to play well. You need to give him a time, at least a year. Next year, if he plays like this, then I'll be like, okay, cool. You had a season here. Cool.
No.
But you're just jumping on to you lot are jumping on it.
Things, man, that I'm seeing that I'm like, I'm not saying that I'm not a Thiago fan, I am. But there's little things that I'm seeing that he will get smarter at maybe next season. Because
lads, whatever we think of Thiago as an individual, we can keep going back to the team, and it doesn't escape me that when he did hit a little bit of form and we hit a little bit of form, we beat Leipzig, we beat Arsenal.
Let's not sugarcoat. Leipzig are not the greatest.
You know, I agree with that.
Come up against and Arsenal is crap. They just snatched the lot.
Yeah, but we have But we've still lost to shit teams. We've lost the worst teams in Leipzig and Arsenal.
Yeah, but we might have lost the worst teams, but you can't. I can't take pride in.
No, listen.
I'm not talking about pride. I'm just talking about practicalities. Like
Thiago might not rip up trees this season because it's his first season. But like I've been said many a time on Thiago, I've seen more glimpses from Kayla than I have from Thiago. Like I'm not in.
But you can't compare someone that gets injured a game. He plays one game a month and gets injured.
That's the whole point.
I don't even count Kayla as a Liverpool player anymore. No, because who plays a game? He gets plays once a month. Maybe not even once a month. He might play a half.
JJ saying that he transfers it. You know, like the beginning of FIFA and that. You know, like you just sub him right now.
Naby Keita plays, and I've seen more promise in his minutes on the pitch than I have seen in Thiago.
Wow.
Go on,
Benjamin. No, I was just going to say, to be fair, I'll tell you what I was a bit sceptical about when we were going to buy Thiago, yeah, from Bayern. Bayern are a really, really smart club. And where everyone sat down and went, flip me, Liverpool, we've done some fantastic business. We paid like 20 mil for this guy. I'm going to pay 5 mil over the next 4 seasons or something, yeah. Every player I've seen them not sell, yeah, they sell you a dead horse. Mm-hmm. They're like the greatest thieves ever. Sold a scene. That's what they do. The Bastian Schweinsteiger. I think Chelsea got a Michael Ballack that kind of fit into a Chelsea team that was very good, really. What's his name? The other lad that went to United, Hargreaves. One season, man was broken. They plastered him up. You know them ones there? Just patched up mum's china. And that's what they've done to us, bruv. We've been done. We just need to face facts, bruv. We've been done, bruv. I'm a fan of the guy, but we've been done, bro. Popper, I'm telling you.
I don't think he's played well, but I think we're being. I think you're being a bit reactionary.
Can I just make a point, right? So I can be very, 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 very harsh on folks, yeah? But when I'm watching this guy and we sit there and we all about his passing and all that, I see this guy do some dumb stuff that you would say to kids, what the hell are you doing? He'll try to play a ball sometimes, like, where it's so awkward the way he's trying to play it with his right foot. Just play it with your left foot, bruv. You're a pro. Like, it's irritating. And when he does that, sometimes it doesn't pop. And he's like this. He's about 50,000 thumbs up. You know what I mean? He'll make a dumb foul, be like this, referee. He's annoying, bruv. I'm being honest. For the bits that he's not doing right, as a pro, he should be getting those little bits right. The little wins build up to the... Do you know what I mean? I don't expect to come tearing up the place. But just do those bits. You say, right, I'm not performing now. Let me just do the basics right. These stupid outside of the boot trying to do this fancy-dancy... Nah, man. Basics, brother. Get it done. I'm sorry, lads, but I'm sorry. I've had enough.
No, look. Thiago, we've all got an opinion, right? Cool. But there's something that I want to say, right? I want to talk about Robbo.
Okay.
Robbo. I believe that Robbo, yes, he's been one of our most consistent performers, right? But I will say that the quality, I think, this season from Robbo, in terms of end product, it's not been there. I'm not going to say shit because that's harsh.
No,
but I'm going to say it's not been there. For me, it's been a lot of running, a lot of huffing and puffing for nothing. And I'm just going to say that because I know there's some Robbo fans out there, but I don't care. He's been huffing and puffing and he's just not delivering. Mm. And I don't know what you guys think about that, but I just thought that had to be
said. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah,
he is absolutely amazing at getting up the pitch and even getting back down the pitch. I mean, after the thing that me and Bruce were talking about when he could have just played that slide pass, once that broke down, I saw him bust the lung and get back.
100%.
He was back in midfield and he didn't make the tackle, but he made it awkward for the player. So his fitness levels are off the charts. His defending... He's a better defender than Trent, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But where Trent edges it when it comes to the top third of the field.
But this is the problem. So if you rely on your left back and your right back to provide most of your crosses and all that kind of stuff and produce quality to score goals, and one of them isn't doing it or both of them are not doing it, what do you do?
Play 4-2-3-1.
What do you do? What do you do as a manager, right? You've got to think about what you're saying.
You're saying exactly the right things. This is what me and Slim were saying before. There hasn't been enough solutions this season. Like this, there's been so many problems thrown at us, but I haven't seen any solutions. And I think we should be in a higher position than we are now, even if it's by a couple of goals or a few points. We should be, because we can't mask the fact that we hardly scored at Anfield in the beginning of January or beginning of 2021. And half those teams we lost to or had poor results against were poor teams. It was just City and Chelsea beat us, so we can think they're a decent team.
Yeah. If there's no solutions, then obviously... You know, this is the thing, you know, we need to dip into the market, because what we've got in reserve are not solutions. They're more problems, aren't they? No, they're more problems, aren't they?
Do you know what I find funny? Myself and Slim were laughed at when we spoke about Lovren. We were laughed at, you know. We were told that we had a soft spot for the man because he helped us get our jersey signed. Then I heard man in the group talking about Lovren. Saying, boy, man shouldn't have sold him without cover. It's not. It's
not.
Wait. No one's saying the return. You don't let the man go if you don't have that cover. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, exactly.
I would actually put my neck out for him more than I would for Matic. Flip me, man. My mum would be more minutes than he would.
Hold on a second. There were so many people that wanted the end of Lovren and the end of the season last season. They wanted to see him go, and now it's we shouldn't have sold him without cover. So, what did you want him to go, or you wanted him to stay for cover?
I just wanted him to go. I didn't care.
Whoa.
I just wanted him to leave.
I'm glad you're being honest.
I was fed up of him, right?
I'm glad you're being honest.
Yeah, he played in the Champions League final, you know, Real Madrid, whatever else. And, you know, he had some good games, but I wanted Lovren to leave. I wanted him to leave maybe two seasons before that. You know what I mean? So when he finally left, I was chuffed. What I wasn't happy about was the fact that we didn't bring anybody in. That was a worry for me, right? I didn't expect what's happened to happen, but I was concerned. And then I wished he was back.
and going on what Leo just said, again, this is a solution issue. So we've let Lovren go and we haven't replaced him. Amateur move, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get the injuries, etc., etc. However, I still go back to when Nat Phillips played against West Ham. Might have been his first Premier League start of the season.
Mm.
We won, man the match. After that, Phillips was ghost. There's a pattern with Klopp when he doesn't let people build
ahead of
momentum. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying Phillips is the answer. I'm not. I'm just saying facts. So there's always a regret for me. What would have Phillips is now number one. So you've waited now 5 months. Two transfers, injury, losses, all after that, Phillips being slow. All of a sudden, he's a cult hero.
Mm.
Now, what's the other boy? Reece Williams.
Oh, no.
The tank came at that pace, right? We had Van Dijk. Van Dijk was like Gordon, yeah? And we had like Reece Williams, who was Thomas. However, and I'll never do it however. Brucey, yeah? He played against Tottenham and we won.
Who, Reece?
Yeah. Reece, he played against Tottenham, we won. Whatever. He was part of the winning team. Then dropped
it. Nah.
Yeah, but you got to I want to say something.
He was terrible.
Wait, hold on. What's JJ saying?
I'm talking about like consistency and just
go
like,
on, JJ.
Sort of basics.
Like I said throughout the whole time I've been on this pod, our defence has not been a problem. Our problem is scoring goals. I brought out a stat that when we was at before the Everton game, we only conceded one goal for the past whole for like the last 10 matches. It's not been who's in our defence. It's been us scoring goals.
And JJ, you know what happens? It became because social media is so important these days. It became a thing. It became a meme, and like all our cosmic chi came towards our defense.
You watched Monday Night. You watched Monday Night.
Say that again. You're what? G what?
He said cosmic chi.
Wait, all our attention came on defense. It was like a narrative. whilst simultaneously forgetting that we're not scoring.
Yeah, Mane didn't score in like 20 games. Yeah. Firmino hasn't scored in about 5 years.
you know what? Yeah, I can agree. I can agree with the whole thing about not getting goals. But if you actually go back to how our pattern of play is and how we scored our goals, how important our midfield was, and if your important midfield is playing at centre back, it's going to affect the top, though. Surely, no?
It's a mistake, isn't it? I agree.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's going to affect that, though. That's happening, though.
So what Paul's saying...
No,
but we... Right, and I agree with what you're saying. In the Williams and Phillips, we had two defenders, yeah? Maybe not been the greatest. They had played decent games for their first game, yeah? Instead of blooding them in and leaving the best DM... In the best position.
Yeah. What Brucey wants.
Put him in centre back. And yeah, everyone's holding their head saying, Phillips, Williams, But with Fabinho in front of them, they might not have been exposed. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think it showed what you did in the Real Madrid game when you brought Fabinho back into the centre back. Look how flat we became.
Exactly. See? And it goes back to what JJ's saying as well. Mane and Firmino have not been pulling their weight this season. If it had not been for Salah's goal and Jota when he came in, yeah, where would we probably be fighting relegation right now? Yeah? So I think what really affected us was the top end of the pitch.
But,
I mean, Mane gets his goal tonight. I think that's his first goal in, I can't remember how many games. Yeah, there you go. Like, that's crazy for Sadio Mane.
What? One of the ones I agree with, see with the one what Paul said, I agree with the Phillips, yeah. Phillips has been, for me, Phillips has been amazing, I think, personally. And where he's been dropped, I don't think he should have been dropped. He should have been playing. If he's not injured, he plays. But we, Reece Williams, I'm telling you, bruv, even in that Tottenham game, yeah, the ball's gone over this guy. Flipping hell, he's running backwards, you know. Like, he's going that slow. He's slow. And what makes it worse is he can't, obviously he's so young, he can't read the game. I've seen against the United game in the FA Cup, like, Rashford couldn't believe his luck that this guy was on his side. Like, it was mad. Nah, sorry. I can see why he got dropped. That's the difference, Paul. That's the only thing. I think he's...
Okay.
I think they need to put him back down there, let him train with them youths, man, and come back stronger.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
Phillips looked more assured than Williams did. And then, like Paul said, Phillips went ghost.
Why?
It was only needs must. And had he have not ghosted Phillips, he might be in a better position because Fabinho would have been playing in the sixth, which would have allowed other midfielders and to express themselves in turn, you know, free in the front three. But
to be honest, Liverpool for a long time been playing scared, and I say that right because when you look at Firmino, Salah, Mane, yes, Salah scored goals, and then you look at the midfield, everybody is playing scared, like they know that a certain someone is not behind them. All right. Let me tell you, the impact of VVD not being there on the whole team, that's what it is, right? I know you're going to talk about strikers. I'm talking about something beyond the physical.
If they're not mentally strong enough, why are they playing for a club like Liverpool?
No, I don't care.
You see Real Madrid, when we played them, Ramos is on the same stature as VVD. Did Real Madrid players look scared? No, because they're mentally strong to play for a team like Real Madrid. So they should be playing for Liverpool. If just one man, not in centre back, they physically say, I'm scared.
But this is the point. Let me tell you something, right? Now, Ramos is not there. Varane's not there. I don't even want to talk about Real Madrid, but here we go, right? Varane's not there. Ramos is not there. So they've got some other random people up in there, whatever. Yes, they've done well. Great. Well done, them. I couldn't give a toss about Real Madrid. I'm talking about Liverpool here, right? This is what it is, yeah? Van Dijk is the cornerstone, backbone, front bone, the lot, right? Him not being there is a massive, massive issue,
right? I tell you that now. Everyone can sugarcoat it and say, oh, yeah, it's not about Van Dijk. It's about this, that, and the other. No, there are some players you cannot replace, right? Not just for what they bring on the pitch, but what they bring to the team. Let me finish. When he was bought,
Tim and Alisson. Don't forget it was Tim. It was Alisson as well.
Don't forget that, you know. Don't forget that when he was bought, he transformed us. And when let me finish. When he was bought, he transformed us. When he is out, can you see what's happened? Don't forget when he came in, you know, because it's the same thing that's happening when he's out. You understand?
But more towards maybe the sort of deeper end of the midfield, maybe our fullbacks. We were talking specifically about our forward play and you were linking it to Van Dijk. Van Dijk's got nothing to do with any forwards messing up a 1-2. Van Dijk's got nothing. I'm talking about the bigger picture.
Van Dijk, he's a good player, very good player. But for a Liverpool team, for as big as we are, if one guy comes out of the team, you think all the players should suddenly feel scared. That mentally, if they're that mental that one guy's gone, they shouldn't be playing for us. I'm sorry. They shouldn't.
Right. And I agree with Jay.
These are world-class players here. World-class players shouldn't be relying on, oh, is this guy in the same pitch as us? Is he in the same team as us? Come on.
I don't think he means that, JJ. I think he's talking about the impact of a great centre back. Hold on. I think
you're not understanding what JJ's saying. We know what great players, what influence great players can have on a team. That's not in question that Van Dijk is a big influence on the team. What's in question is that when that big influence is gone, mentally you don't fold. Mentally you're still strong. Mentally you say, right, we're going to go out and do this.
Yeah, you believe in your own ability.
And you've been in...
Yeah, I agree. But however, we've got evidence. Let's do like a little bit of football science. We have evidence.
Okay.
And the evidence is Man City. They lost Laporta and were pretty rubbish. They bought Diaz and looked better.
Yeah, but we're not... It's because losing games is not
yeah, but City looked a bit for us, but they didn't look as bad as us. Were they sixth?
What you're saying is...
Were they sixth? They were second. They were second. Come on, they were second. And they still won trophies that year. So come on. They weren't sixth.
All I'm saying...
Specifically in terms of the influence.
Yeah, and the influence, but City still played well. They still won a trophy. They didn't finish sixth. So the impact, the City players still played all right. Yes, that Laporte made them not be able to win the league, but they were still doing well. We're doing...
But now we're going on to a different subject, isn't it?
You mentioned
sixth, right? So now we have to analyse... Why we are sick?
That's why Slim needs to bring it back.
Turned up still that's second. Why Slim needs to bring it back. An oil rich club who had never had as many injuries as us, who never had the psychological issues we had, which was winning the league and just taking that little edge.
No, but I thought we were just talking. You two were talking about Laporte not being in that City team. They didn't do well. We're just talking about Laporte and Van Dijk. No one else. No one else.
Yeah.
And go on.
Hmm? My thing is this, yeah. The Leo made a great point, yeah. Obviously Paul jumped in, which I thought he made some good points. But the one thing that I'm picking up on is the fact that Virgil was the be all and end all. He is in many regards, I must say. But Liverpool were doing okay when he went. Then we was like, right, Gomez, you're the guy now. We're gonna have this like this. Gomez goes. Okay, Matip, you're the last to the defence. Then Matip goes. So if you're losing this sort of thing, and I said on the pod before this season's pod, we are going to drop off. That's with a full squad, we're going to drop off. I'm telling you that. With a team that loses five players, five first-team players for the rest of the season from October through to January, if that's not going to affect them, I don't know what is. So I get the mentality thing. That's part of it. But really, truly, if you're a first team and you're looking around, you're going flipping hell, man. No Virgil, no Gomez, no Matip, no Capo. Come on, man. That's ridiculous. That is actually silly. It's mad.
I get that's the point.
But that's the point I'm making. You get
me? No.
That's the point I'm making. So no, regardless of how big you think we are as a team, it don't matter. It don't mean nothing. It's a nice narrative to say you play for Liverpool big. FC, huge. Therefore you should have such and such mentality. That don't mean nothing. When you are missing with big ballers with big personalities, it don't matter who
to make him the most expensive right back ever.
Okay, what's concern?
What are we doing there?
Can we just
talking about resources?
Yeah, oh. We don't need to talk about. Let's leave City. Look, listen.
Where are chat about?
Listen. Leo and Bruce, I see your point.
We already know they've spent
my personal opinion
$900 million on their squad.
Yes, it's a big blow when we know players not on the pitch, but that's when you step up. You need to fill the void, and you need to. Jesus, this guy keeps disappearing, and you have an absolute meltdown. That's when you step up.
Do you think that the guys that have come in should be able to do a job then? That's what you think. So, like, your Joneses, who, I don't know where the hell he's gone now, all these guys are the guys to just step in and do the job. Like, our centre-backs within Reece Williams
They should be of a level. If they're being drafted into the first team, then they're of a certain level. They should be able to do a job.
I think how far they've gone down for that guy, you know, like for Nat Phillips. Nat Phillips didn't even know. Nat Phillips was not even really looking to be even play, not even in the team. So that's like it's mad, isn't it? Like this is where we've gone to get these guys and to expect these guys. We're basically saying for him to be able to go, we were saying he weren't good enough. Basically, so if you're asking these guys to do a job, I don't know, man.
Yeah, but
he's done well.
The job you're asking him to do isn't the same job you're asking them back to do. Do you know what I mean? So they should,
of course,
the job you give them, they should be capable. They should be capable of doing that job. Leo, you're going to give Engineer Sam an absolute.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, just
it's not my fault. Honestly, it's not my fault.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, listen, lads. Just bring it back to today's game. So,
go on.
The opportunity was missed to go fourth.
Yes.
The table, and a big opportunity at that. This is the last question, and I want to wrap it up. I'm going to start with you, Leo. Keep it short. Do you think we can still make the top?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Well, short and sweet. JJ.
I think yes, because the other teams are not too good either.
Like other teams ahead of us. You
know? Yeah, like Leicester, West Ham.
Fair enough. Asian Bruce?
It's gone.
Okay. Professor Paul?
I'm not sure.
And I think I'm in the camp of it's gone as well. But
honest.
Listen, tonight was a bit of a disappointment. I think to have the dominance that we had in the first half and then walk off the pitch at halftime 1-0. Was disappointing. I think Firmino and Mane need to find their mojo quickly if we are to make this top four, because we need to literally win every single game coming. But listen, lads, 2 points dropped, but we move on to the next one. Yeah, let's just wrap this one up quickly. And guys, as I always say every week, like, share, subscribe, do all that good stuff, because without you guys, there's no point. But come on, man. Share it with your nan and your granddad. He might share it with his Domino's Club. And then he might tell his nephew and then his grandson, and then we're all good. More followers. So come on. Share. Listen, your boy Slim as always. Professor Paul, Bayesian Bruce, JJ, Leo. Until the next time, people.
Peace.